The South Sudanese mediators arrived in Khartoum early this week and were led by the chief mediator, Tut Galwak, to assess the progress made in implementing the peace agreement. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus Thursday in Khartoum, Diu Motok, a spokesperson of the South Sudanese committee that mediated the talks, says his team is in Khartoum to follow up on the first phase of the implementation of the Juba peace deal and to ensure that the deal is reconciled with the country's constitution.
We came to Khartoum in order to hand over the final document of the peace agreement and discuss with the authorities the commencements of the implementation of the agreement, especially its incorporation into the constitutional document.
Earlier this week, the Sudanese transitional government adopted the peace agreement mediated in Juba and incorporated it into the constitution, which will govern the country for the next 39 months of the transitional period. Motok praised the move, calling it a good beginning.
During the negotiation, the mediation committee depended very much on the political will that was shown by the parties, and we wanted this political will to continue during the implementation phase.
Speaking to South Sudan in Focus earlier this week, Muhammad Saleh, a member of the technical team tasked with incorporating the agreement into Sudan's constitution, said now that the work is completed, the technical team expects the government to announce major changes into the executive body in the coming days. Under the incorporated document, the head of the Sovereign Council should add 3 more members to the current 11 and dissolve the existing 18 states. Sudan will then be divided into 8 regions. Saleh also said he expects a general amnesty to be declared for all members of the armed groups who participated in the Juba peace deal. Motok says his group is in Khartoum to meet with government officials and representatives of other political forces to gather input on the proposed agenda that is supposed to be tabled during the pre-negotiation conference with the SPLM North faction led by Abdulaziz Al-Hilu. He says mediators will organize a workshop which is expected to get underway on October 21st in Juba.
The workshop is meant to examine the experiences of different countries in the issue of secularism. In other words, the separation of state from the religion. And this is one of the issues that the SPLM North presented in its DOP last year, and the parties could not address it until now.
Regarding ongoing tensions in the Eastern Sudan among the Bija community, who said they were misrepresented during the Juba peace talks, Motok says the mediation team is aware of this concern and that is why the eastern track was left open and would be settled during the upcoming conference. He called on the traditional leaders and intellectuals of the Bija community to remain calm and prepare for the conference.
This conference is supposed to add whatever missing in the agreement. The agreement is a victory to people of Eastern Sudan and not a property of individuals or particular community.
A team from the Sudan Revolutionary Front, which represented 9 armed groups that signed the agreement with the Sudanese government, are currently in the Darfur region to educate IDPs on details of the peace deal. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.